if you were to say, this girl is, that girl is very common, what would you mean?
Ordinary, she's, that's what I mean, she's...
That would not be a, that would not be a positive term, would it?
Well, ordinary, I think, means just not quite up to a standard.
And, you said this is Pinker yesterday, I think, I was surprised she was 15 when you said yes, but she's still very what?
Active.
And I think you used a different word there, didn't you say spry?
Spry, yes.
And, if you get worried or, concerned, what's the opposite of feeling easy about a situation? Is your mind really quite...
Depressed?
Or what's the opposite of easy? I'm quite...
Well...
I just feel a little bit, not necessarily depressed, but a little nervous, a little, the opposite of easy.
Uneasy.
All right. And then somebody might say, oh, don't what about it?
Talk about it.
All right, or if you talk about it, don't, would you say worry?
Don't worry about it.
A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm
afraid.
And later on, you say she isn't afraid now, but she, your daughter was very much afraid of the child in the dark. And you say, well, she's not afraid now, but she, what?
Might be. I don't
when
know.
When she grows up, she's not afraid now, but she, you ever say used to be?
Yes, that's...
Okay, how do you, if you use that in a sentence so I can see whether I'm on the right track? The opposite of that, you say, I don't know why she's afraid now, because
she didn't used to be.
All right. And how do people use this term? You say, I wouldn't say the kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them surely are.
Well, they're fast drivers. I don't know about them being so reckless.
What's, would you say careless?
Careless, they could be, yes.
And if someone's a little peculiar, you say, well, he's rather, if someone's a little peculiar, you say, well, he's rather, would you say queer?
Don't ever call me that.
Uh-huh.
I've heard people say that, but to me that's just the last thing, to be queer.
What does that mean?
I don't know, it just means, to me it means that you're just not fair.
I see, it's a strong word,
yeah.
In other words. Mm-hmm. And someone who makes up his mind and you just can't change it, you call him...
Stubborn.
And somebody who's, oh, really quite sensitive, you can't joke with him about losing his temper. You say he's really very, very...
Touches.
Right? And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he would get...
Mad, I guess.
All right.